Hi, this is Scott Farrell. Welcome to Modern Family Rules Podcast, where we help you build relationships that rock. So if you're part of a modern family, blended family, step family, anybody else's family, want to be in a family, you've come to the right place. Today's topic, how to keep the groupies off the tour bus. What am I really saying? How to keep your man happy and sexually starved for you. Think about it. A lot of rock and rollers have tour buses or private jets. A lot of the groupies want to go backstage. I know David Lee Roth was notorious for giving out cards to girls to come backstage, and Motley Crue, amongst others. Groupies go backstage. We all know what takes place. Sometimes they're allowed on a tour bus. I've heard rockers say about 24 hours later, you're ready to get rid of her, and you drop her off at a truck stop. Now, how does this apply to a family? Well, you don't want another woman coming in and taking your man. So today I'm going to give you 4 points on how to keep that from happening. First of all, if you want to keep your man happy, joy-filled, and at home and rushing home to see you every day, respect him. You know, we've seen a lot of probably the last 30 years, I'd say 40 years actually. I'm a child of the 60s. We saw the feminist movement really take shape in the 60s. Well, in the 40s, well, I'd say 30s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, the roles of man and woman were clearly defined. You know, one of my favorite shows, actually two of my favorite shows, Hazel, Mr. B, and Leave It to Beaver. Well, for one, I thought June Cleaver was one of the hottest women I'd ever seen. But two, Ward Cleaver seemed like the perfect father. You know, and I came from a family where my dad wasn't always home. So Ward Cleaver was always home. They always operated as a family unit. June knew what her role was. Ward knew what his role was. And Wally and the Bee knew what their roles were. Then the 60s came along. Feminism hits. Women are burning bras. We're burning books. We're burning everything. Tried to throw away all the rules of where gender identity belonged. Now fast forward us 40 years later. We don't understand what our roles are. So now the lines of respect are blurred. Respect your man. I know a lot of TV commercials, the man or the father is always the butt of the joke. That's not where we need to be as a society. We need men to step up. Well, the fastest way men can step up is one, to assume the manly role, but two, be respected by one, their family, but two, their wife or girlfriend or woman in their lives. Respect your man. Give him your undivided attention. Listen to him. Which brings me to my next one. Communication. You know, I normally hammer men on communicating with women. Now, let me reverse that. Men need to be communicated with also. We want to hear what you want. We want to hear your feelings, but listen to ours too. It's funny to get a man to talk. Normally, this is science here. You know, it's almost impossible to measure how many words someone's going to use. The average I've gotten from all the research I've done is 14,000 to 20,000 words per day per woman. And with a male, 2,000 to 6,000. Well, women talk three times as much as men. So if you want to communicate with your man, for one, you're going to have to communicate his way. But two, when he starts talking, stop doing whatever you're doing. Don't multitask and just listen. If you actually get a man to sit down and talk to you, he will tell you exactly what he's feeling and what he needs. And when he does, listen. Third, appreciation. It's a two-way street. I always get on men about not appreciating women. And I've told the story about the towel fairy, which is a real person, which would be my wife. But every time I go to take a shower, it's amazing. I always have a towel to use. It's because of the towel fairy. That's a real person. And I always make sure I thank her. Now thank him. The words thank you go a long way. Thank you so much for working hard for our family. Thank you so much for loving me and the kids. Thank you so much for protecting us. Thank you so much for coaching that ball team, working 12 hours a day, and then doing all the yard work on the weekends. Thank you. Now I'm going to come up to the last point, and maybe the biggest point of most men's lives. That's sex. Can't get around it. Men are visual. Yes, we do think about sex. I did a study one time. It's not constantly, and it's not every 7 seconds. The average male, from what I got from all my data, thinks about sex 1 to 2 several times a day, sometimes as much as 14 times a week. Would we take it every day? Yes. Most men would, because most men don't ever get it. Here's the key to keeping the groupies off the bus. Always look good for your man. Always do your best to look good for your man. Yes, you're going to get sick. Yes, you're going to have a bad hair day. Yes, you're going to get busy. Yes, you've got kids. You could even be a stay-at-home mom. I understand the role that goes with that. It's really tough, but let me help you understand this. Men need a place for sex. Women need a reason. You know, one of my favorite authors is Larry Winkett. He says, men will have sex. It may not be with you. Now think about that. Men are going to have sex. It just may not be with you. Let that sink in. The easiest way to do this is just look good for your man every time you have an opportunity. I realize that responsibilities of life get in your way, and that's true. And we as men understand that. But when you do have a chance, look as pretty as you can for us. Stay in as good a shape as you can for us. We don't need to go outside our marriage or our relationship. We want you to be our fantasy. We want you to be our star, so to speak, to have sex with. So be our fantasy. Remember, the goal is to keep the groupies off the bus. The fastest way to do that is respect him, appreciate him, communicate and listen to his needs, and have sex with him. And thank you so much for listening and joining me today. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Connect with me on Facebook or my website, modernfamilyrules.com. As always, I welcome your questions and concerns. And remember, the goal here at the end of the day is to help you build relationships that rock within your modern family. Take care. See you next time.